You reached the semifinal. How much are you looking forward to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the game tomorrow. Did well enough to top Group A. Consist of a couple of good sides in Group A and we managed to top that. So our form has been good. I mean, we have had two washouts, you know, that was very disappointing. Had two washouts in Trinidad, didn't get to play the last two group games, but the guys are ready and raring to go.
You're going to play against the Jamaica Scorpions, always a very competitive side. What kind of challenge do you expect from them?
Yeah, it's going to be very challenging. You know, this end of the tournament, the back end of the tournament, you know, it tends to bring out the best, you would say, in players. You know, Jamaica, as you said, a very competitive side, very good side with a couple of international players in there and a couple of guys on the fringes of international cricket. They would have lost two games in the last two games. Very disappointing. They would be to lose to America, but you know, we expect them to come hard at us and we're ready for it.
Change of venue, you're coming over from Trinidad and Tobago where the conditions will be slightly different, maybe a little bit on the slower side than here in Barbados at Kensington Oval. What do you expect from the conditions? How do you plan to overcome that challenge?
Yeah, it's obviously going to be a bit more bunks here at the Kensington Oval, but having looked at the pitches there, you know, they seem pretty flat as to Barbados standards. No grass on it. We'd have looked at the games on ESPN while we were in Trinidad, and you know, obviously we'd always bounce more here in Barbados, but there was not much sideways movement or much swing or anything like that. So the basics of cricket still remain the same, you know, and the guys have played here before. A lot of guys have played at Kensington Oval, and we know what to expect.
And you obviously also been playing a lot of cricket for the last few weeks. What have you learned from about your side that you think will be key in the semifinals?
Yeah, I think the bowlers respond well under pressure. Couple of games, especially against the Red Force, guys would have put them under pressure with that batting lineup, and they responded well. So, no, I'm very happy with that.
And of course, you're a living support here in Barbados. The Guyanese support, what do you expect from them?
Yeah, I expect them to be out in the numbers tomorrow. They always come and support us, even during 4-day cricket and that. The last time we played here, they came out, they supported us in the numbers, and in a big semi-final like this, I don't expect anything less. So I know the Guyanese will come out and support us.